Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host here every Sunday morning. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for those that go to our website, generations808.com, and look at our website of resources. All our past radio shows are there. So really, really important to take a look at that. All our past webinars that we've done are on there as well. And like I said, all the past issues are there as well. So thank you for tuning in. Thanks for the calls and emails I get every week. Several times a week I get from people, especially now while COVID's dying out a little bit. It's still there, but it's dying out a little bit. So we are back to doing all our regular workshops that we do. As you have seen in the August-September issue, we are doing monthly workshops, the fourth Wednesday of the month. Next one coming up is September 28th, I believe. It's at the Ala Moana Hotel, and it's one room, the Carnation Room, I believe. And it's really workshopped kind of more personable, in person. We're going to have a smaller group, less than probably 30 people there, but you do have to RSVP. So check out the magazine there. But anyway, I am Percy, the publisher of Generations Magazine, as you guys know. 20 years ago, I got into the reverse mortgage business. And what I realized after a few months, I didn't know who my clients were. And so that's what really projected me and started me out to really wanting to learn about aging and my clients and their needs, wants, and concerns. So I have a couple of designations, a certified senior advisor designation. For those of you that don't know what that is or never heard of that before, it's a designation that started many, many years ago, over 20 years ago. And it was to help professionals in the aging field learn about all the different aspects of aging. I think the study guide, like 22 different areas of aging. The three-day workshop, you take a 300-question test, you pass, you get the designation. I got that, I believe, in 2004. But then what I realized over time is that a lot of these designations, guys, that you see attorneys, realtors, insurance agents, financial advisors, all these designations behind their name, 90% of them, I believe that's the figure, don't quote me on that, are not what's called accredited designations. The designations, in my personal opinion, and what I use are accredited designations. And so, in other words, a third party has reviewed that designation and the test. So when they do the classes, they don't tell you, okay, guys, this is going to be on the test. They will have strict guidelines regarding not disclosing what's on the test. So that's really, really important. If they're not accredited, because you can actually go and just type in the designation and is this accredited? So the CSA, Certified Senior Advisor Designation, which I am proud to have, is the only designation in the financial world and the senior industry world that's what's called double accredited. There are two major credit agencies in the country, and it's accredited. The CSA designation is accredited by both of them. So it's hard to find people in Hawaii. I believe there's only 3 or 4 or 5 people that have that designation in Hawaii because now, besides the rigid test, they require a CE, continuing education. So if the designation that you have or your client or your professional advisor has a designation, if it's not accredited, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it makes sure that they have CE, continuing education. So every year or two, they're required to take extra classes just to keep the designation update. They're updated with the different trends and industry know-hows, and there's ethics involved in the certified continuing education program. So if it's not accredited, it's not necessarily bad, but make sure they have annual continuing education requirements, because some of these other designations, you take a class, one-day class, you get a designation. It's a marketing thing. Hate to tell you that, guys and professionals, but it really is. You can't learn enough about a designation, about an industry, by having taken 1 day class or even a 2 or 3 day class and taking a test without continuing education. So that's really key, guys out there. I have also have the certificate in long-term care. It's really about helping people plan long-term care. It is not accredited, but there is CE going on, continuing education. So that's really, really important, guys, when you're talking to professionals. I work with clients every day, seniors. I work with professionals every day. And there are the ones out there that are very experienced in our industry. A lot are not. So I see a lot of misinformation. Not to ding anybody, but there's a lot of misinformation out there from my personal experience. And talking to clients and potential clients over the phone, whether with regard to reverse mortgage or with regard to the reverse mortgage or regard to just financial advising. So then that's who I am. I've been doing 20 years. I've been the publisher and restarted a magazine 14 years ago after Kenny Popo started Generations Magazine. Prayer out to the Kenny Popo's family. He has recently passed away. Unfortunately, as we all age, we're going to have to go sometime, but he was a great man. I had personal experience time with him, a great man. He was the first person you saw on television. He was a very well-known radio DJ in the 50s and 60s, and then when I believe TV started sometime in the late 50s, he was the first face you saw that on there. Everybody was scrambling to get onto TV and get TV going in here in Hawaii. But my prayers out to the family of Kenny Popo. Anyway, back to my discussion early on about our workshops. So the big workshop that we put on every year, once a year, BC, before COVID, was the Aging in Place workshop. You'll see an ad coming out in the magazine and also in the Star Advertiser. The spread of all the workshop presenters, that's October 1st. They have two sessions, morning or afternoon, or you can stay to both. That's fine with me. We have six different rooms going on, and it's exciting because basically we're going to get close to 2,000 people there. It's a very, very busy and full workshop. I highly recommend you come with somebody else. That way, because you can't watch six rooms at one time. And so you can share information. They have a great Starbucks downstairs on the lobby level, which I've been to many times. It's big, it's cozy, it's got couches. But I would tell people, gather up information together and really spend time in sharing information. Thanks to you to Devoted Health and to Financial Benefits as our title sponsors, along with other sponsors, Copeland Insurance, American Advisors Group, my company, Naho'o Kele Financial Advisory Team, Mr. Michael Yee, and the Law Office of Stephen Yim as well. Thanks to Vacations Hawaii, we are going to give away a Vacations 4-night stay at the California Hotel, courtesy of Vacations Hawaii. So you do not have to be present. Just go to Vacations Hawaii booth, exhibit booth. We'll be right in front there and fill out a form, a small little thing, just that you enter the contest. And by the end of the day, after the workshop is over, we'll draw one name and give you a call. It's totally free. I believe you only have to pay the taxes, which is like $86, $43 per person. But anyway, full disclosure, we're going to be giving that away. So it's pretty exciting. I'm actually going on Vacations Hawaii in October and November on a trip there just to get away and enjoy some golf and take my family for Thanksgiving. So anyway, the workshop is excellent. It's not a workshop. You're going to go around the room and pick up freebies. Okay. This is a workshop where there's six different rooms. They all fit about 100 people in a room. The big room, the hibiscus room, will fit about 150 to 200. The garden and I will fit about 100. And those rooms will have big topics like Medicare, and then Social Security. I will be in the Garden Lanai room discussing about how we look at the new reverse mortgage in retirement, health and wealth and confidently with Michael Yee from Ameriprise Financial, and estate planning for baby boomers with Mr. Stephen Yim, attorney Stephen Yim. In the Pakalana room will be tips on how to stay functional from occupational therapist trainer Debbie Kim Morikawa. And also we have the top five tips to find the best care fit. Care, your care fits your needs. Mr. Todd Pang. Also benefits of adult daycare with Kathy Wyatt, former president of the Adult Daycare Association, talking about the benefits of adult daycare. I know sometimes people say when I recommend it, people say, well, my mom will never go to one. Well, unless you plan on staying home with your mom or dad, I would highly recommend talking to Kathy about how to adjust your parents, how to plant seeds, and how the benefits of adult daycare. It's happened so many times. Oh, no, they won't go. Well, there's a technique and a way to plant seeds and talk to them and give Kathy or myself a call, help you work through that, because it's an understanding of what they're going through and understand how to lay out the benefits of the adult daycare centers. In the primary room, we'll have Understanding Alzheimer's and Dementia with Dr. Gina Fujikami, a geriatrician. We will have the great Gwen Fujie talking about Tung Fu, communicating with your loved ones. And then Margaret Wan from Copeland Insurance, new Medicare. Medicare has a new requirement coming this fall in 2022 regarding anything over the phone has to be recorded. And I guess because a lot of these mainland companies or these, you see these infomercials about Medicare, they misquote people over the phone. I guess there's been a lot of problems. So now every Medicare company in the country, if they meet and talk to you over the phone, it has to be recorded. So that's kind of a key thing. In the Ilima room, we'll have how not to be a victim of elder abuse. He's been here many times. Scott Spallina, senior deputy Hollywood prosecuting attorney, who handles all the elder abuse cases for people over 60 for the city and county of Honolulu. Controlling inflammation, key to health and longevity with David Watermull from Xanthosyn. Now, if you're not familiar with inflammation and how it affects your life, it is a must attend. It is a must attend. Inflammation is really what causes a lot of your major health issues, even minor health issues. But it's really important to understand how that works and how Xanthosyn, it's over-the-counter supplement, can benefit your life. I take this daily, religiously, twice a day. I highly recommend that. I've taken a lot of supplements in my lifetime as a former athlete, and I still continue to play sports to this day at 62 years old. I don't take anything else but Xanthosyn. Not to make it a plug, but I just tell people to try it out. It's benefited me greatly. Another big one for healthy living is taking care of your fascia and how it will take care of you. So for a lot of you people that may not know what the fascia was, I kind of heard of it before. I met Anthony Crisco, oh gosh, some 5 to 8 years ago. I heard about him from many different resources I have and connections. And Anthony is an expert, a worldwide expert on fascia. And I kind of knew what it was, but he explains it better. Fascia in your body is the white skin that keeps all your muscles in place. So, you know, back in the day, you bought Tyson's chicken, you defrost it, pull off the skin. There's a white film of skin underneath that. You got to cut that out. That's your fascia. That layer of white skin basically holds all your muscles together. That's the layer between your skin and your muscles. And that fascia has to be stretched out, has to be massaged, because it'll dehydrate you if you don't do this. So he teaches classes. Also Fran Potoski, who teaches classes at Manoa. She's written for our magazine a few times, so if you want to find out who she is, she teaches classes over at Honolulu Christian Church, right below the UH President's House in Manoa. She does online classes and personal classes, but I highly recommend you take this one in if you want to stay healthy. Anthony Crisco, the fascia expert. Lastly, we have the Carnation Room, who will be featuring Who Will Care For Me? The Impact of Workforce Shortage on Aging. Duane Lancon, she's the CEO of Vivia. Vivia is a home care company, but they brought something new to Hawaii. Most companies, they'll tell you there's a minimum of 3 hours. A lot of people tell you they'll try and get you to 5 or 6 hours a day. But a lot of people don't need all that care. So Vivia created a different type of model where they basically, the maximum is 3 hours. So it's really for spot care that you need to come in, morning or afternoon or lunch or in the meeting in the afternoon. So it's only 3 hours or less. And so the interesting how they work is that they have specific caregivers in specific regions like Kaneohe, Kalihi, Hawaii Kai, Honolulu. So this one caregiver only rotates in that particular area. That's a great concept. When I heard this concept, wow, that makes a lot of sense. Because for like my own parents, they didn't need care for 5 to 6 hours a day. They only needed 2 or 3 hours a day. So this is a perfect model. Duane has got a lot of experience, more than me probably, on caregiving and aging. So check that out. We also have common questions about caregiving. From Attention Plus, Eileen Phillips, that is a home care company as well. But a lot of times people do not know what a caregiver does. A lot of people don't know what, if you call a company and want care, a lot of people don't know what that entails. You know, my own parents had care as well. Well, my mom didn't like it because they sat around all day long. You know, they helped you in and out of bed, to the couch, to the kitchen table. But they can do a lot more, like light housekeeping, folding clothes, washing the dishes, not prepare a meal, but heat up a meal. All these small little things around a house is fantastic, and it comes with that cost of caregiving. So learn about that. Alzheimer's and Depression by Ida Nguyen. She's a associate professor at geriatric medicine at John A. Burns School of Medicine, and she does a wonderful program on Alzheimer's and dementia, depression. So if you have a loved one that's getting close or has Alzheimer's, depression kind of comes with it, especially for the caregiver. So highly recommend you attend this session as well. Like I said, there are 18 different workshops in the morning, and we replay them in the afternoon. So if you miss them in the morning, you can come in the afternoon. It's at the All in One Hotel, 8:30 to 2:30. Really come early, or come if you don't want crowds. The crowd will be a little bit smaller in the afternoon, but most of the rooms are still kind of full. You know, no reservations required. Just come and show up. You can come and go as you please. Come and say hello to me. I'll be running around, but I have a session in the Garden of Lanai, and I'll be there 1:30 of the day. So thanks to our sponsors. As I said, we couldn't do this without them. And it's a free workshop. We will do this as long as we can do it, as long as I'm around. And it's one of the best, probably the best workshop to attend with all the different topics on aging. So take note. If you have any questions, you can call the magazine at 1-800-600-4383. Leave a detailed message, what you're calling about, and somebody will call you back. Again, the number for Generations Magazine is 808-600-4383. And please always leave a detailed message why you're calling or what kind of resource you want or just the questions you have for me. Okay? So that's the Aging in Place Workshop, October 1st, Saturday, all day. Now, like I mentioned, if you don't like crowds, I've started a monthly workshop the fourth Wednesday of the month at the All in One Hotel. It's in the Carnation Room. Okay? It's only one room. It'll be myself and maybe other speakers. But we kind of drill down to more specific needs that you have or wants that you have or questions you have or concerns you have. So I'll walk you through the process of aging and what's going to happen. Because for a lot of you, like you're 62, or like myself, 62, 65, you know, if you've already had Medicare, you know, I can briefly tell you a little bit about a lot of different plans. I will not tell you exactly things about plans except for the reverse mortgage. But I can walk you through different steps, what I know, some basics about all these different topics. We're going to drill down to your specific needs down the road. Because obviously, if you're coming to my workshop, you're relatively healthy, if not very healthy. But what I found is a lot of the people that I talk to that RSVP for the workshop on a fourth Wednesday of the month, it's called The Realities of Aging. And the reason why I called that is that people, my experience in my 20 years, people do not understand or don't realize, and that's nothing against them, it's hard to fathom what life's going to be 5, 10, 20 years down the road. I was just telling my wife the other day, you know, 20 years from now, we'll be 82. What life's going to look like? we have to start planting seeds, thinking about down the road and how we're going to be able to age in place as well. From a financial point of view, we got to get our legal documents in order. Think about down the road. I told her many, many months ago, I love to go to a facility near our neighborhood. She said, okay, enjoy yourself, but I'm not moving out of my house. So kind of funny as it is, but it's quite common. I just don't like cleaning the yard, not like I do. I don't really don't like driving that much, but I have to. My wife's a really good cook, but I know sometimes she doesn't want to cook. And so when I want to have meals all 3 days, three times a day, I want free transportation. I want somewhere that I can come and go as I please. So that's my plan, but my wife's plan is a little bit different. She wants to age in place. So those are kind of topics we talk about in these little mini aging in place called The Realities of Aging. So it's in every magazine going forward. It'll be the fourth Wednesday of the month. It's usually 8:30 to about 12:30 and 1:30 to about 3:30. Okay, so call the number 1-800-600-4383 and leave a message of your name and which session you want to go, morning session or afternoon session. It's going to be small, under 30 people, okay, guys? So it's more intimate. You can ask more direct, specific questions in your situation. And it's really good when you do that because other people in the audience can hear that, and no details, obviously, but at least they can understand what you're going through, because a lot of times, oh, I went through that myself, or I did that with my kids, or this didn't work, or this worked. So it's kind of a good to listen to other people's stories because you're not alone. These issues of aging is everywhere now. Everywhere. I talk to people every week about all these issues. And so it's really important to understand your future, your reality of aging. So a lot of this workshop, this radio show today is going to talk about financing long-term care. And I talked about this before, but I wanted to spend a good portion of this show talking about long-term care. You know, that's a big topic. And the reason why I say that, because our workshops now, the realities of aging on Wednesdays, I would tell you 9 out of 10 people that came to the workshop the first time, their biggest thing was about long-term care. So when we talk about long-term care, we're talking about at some point down the road, who's going to care for you? Where? How are we going to pay for that? Is your spouse going to do it? For how long? I had a call the other day. It was, oh, my daughter said she'll take care of me. Oh, both my daughters said they'll take care of me. I said, are they nurses? No. Do they work? Yes. Do they have kids? Yes. Well, how are they going to do that? They're going to tag team and burn themselves out? Were their spouses like that? You know, or do they live close to you? So there's a lot of things involved when you're trying to plan out long-term care. This is something we were going to cover at our workshops because that's the biggest issue we're seeing today. Obviously, Alzheimer's, dementia, legal, financial is all always important. But at the end of the day, ultimately, down the road, long-term care is going to be needed. For women, national statistics, about 79%. For men, it's 69%. In Hawaii, I think you gotta add 5 to 10% on top of that, because we live longer, and unless you smoke and drink a lot, you're not going to die right away, right, of a heart attack. So we're going to slowly age, and so that's one of the things I try to walk people through. Like I said, it's hard to think about care when you're 60, 70 years old or healthy. I golf with three guys over 70 the other day, and they're all in pretty good shape. They will probably all live to close to 90. And I think they got to start thinking about that. It's hard to. Can you imagine you're 7 years old and you got to plan 20 years down the road? Most people do not. They have an inkling of what it may be because they took care of their parents, but something they really need should start having a conversation with their spouse or loved ones. The reality is trying to stay in the home financially. You know, we just renovated our house. I painted a house. You know, do what I want to put on side molding or side, what do you call it, the side plastic panels. If I don't, I'll have to paint every 10 to 15 years. I'll probably have to termite and tent the property every 10 to 15 years or sooner. Where will my kids live? Will they live on the mainland? Will they live here? All these things involve in terms of how to plan for long-term care. So today I'm going to kind of walk you through what I do in our workshops. So if you, a lot of people cannot come to the workshop, so I wanted to have this available on the radio show for all our followers there. So I appreciate your time. I appreciate you listening to the shop, to the radio show today. This will be posted on our website, generations808.com, in the next week or so. So anyway, I'm Percy Yahara, your host. You're here today. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihario, host here. Thank you for tuning in. As you guys know, my day job is a reverse mortgage. Been doing this 20 years. And I'll be moving companies shortly to American Advisors Group, the largest reverse mortgage lender in the country. So we have to switch out a commercial, by the way, Mr. Engineer G3. I will get you a new commercial. You'll see ads with Tom Selleck. In fact, I emailed our president this morning saying, hey, by the way, look, if you ever talk to Tom Selleck, tell him Percy Ihara in Hawaii played softball against him in the early 80s down at the Elks softball field in the early 80s. A little tidbit of a fact, and if he ever comes back to Hawaii, if I get to meet him, I'll tell him that. But he had a great time when he was here at Magnum PI. And by the way, Tom Selleck's a great athlete. He played volleyball, I believe, at UCLA. He's a big guy, like 6'4", 6'6". Anyway, he was a great guy. When I worked at a third floor in the 80s, a fine dining restaurant. So a lot of you guys, if you're under 50 years old, you may not have heard the restaurant. It's called The Third Floor. It was a fine dining restaurant. And he came in quite a bit with John Hilleman and TJ and all the producers to The Third Floor restaurant. So I'm kind of dating myself a little bit, but I worked at a third floor restaurant in the 80s. But anyway, we're doing the workshop today, or the radio show today, about long-term care. Because through my experience doing the reverse mortgage, you know, when I did my research and studying, I realized that people want to stay in a home. And if they want to stay in a home till they die, they're going to need some form of care. So I realized that a reverse mortgage could be a good potential option for families. And it's all it is. When I counsel families, I look at all the different options. I'm not here to sell the reverse mortgage. I basically present it in a way where people understand the different options. But it's going to cost money for long-term care, especially when you hire companies or individuals. Great if you can have your family, but that really is difficult on families. It burns out families. It causes a lot of infighting. I talked to a good buddy of mine yesterday on the mainland. He's dealing with his family here, but he's away. So it's been a little difficult for him. Obviously, communicating from abroad is a little harder on families. So it's something that I always start planning it now. Obviously, if you're healthy, you may be 20, 30 years ago from now, but you never can tell. I've had a nurse friend of mine that had a hard time taking care of her husband who had Parkinson's. I said, but Angie, you're a nurse. He goes, yes, I'm a pediatric nurse. I'm not a geriatric person or ever work with seniors. Plus, it's my own husband who had Parkinson's. So she struggled a little bit. She had to learn about Parkinson's and dementia and that neurological issue. And her husband was a doctor, of all things. And at 45, 48 years old, he got Parkinson's. So 15 years now, maybe 12 years. But she had to learn also. So unless your loved ones have a specialty in aging or a specialty in caregiving or geriatrics or gerontology, it's going to be hard. It's going to be very difficult. So what I recommend to families, if you're looking at the first line of defense, your children, to take care of you, Give me a call or read the magazine. We have a lot of resources on our website and links to learn about caregiving. Alzheimer's Association has great caregiver support groups. There's also Give Me a Break. Savi Makalena, who was on a show a couple months ago, based at Windward Mall next to Ross's, that helps caregivers deal with caregiving. The Caregiver Foundation is a great resource, and they're a nonprofit, so they also help with bookkeeping and trusteeship, conservatorship. There are a lot of attorneys out there, but in the private practice that can do this, but they do charge more than a nonprofit. AARP has a lot of great workshops coming up next year, but they have a lot of resources on their website as well. Catholic Charities, St. Francis, they do great, wonderful work. Elderly Affairs Division, Executive Office on Aging are great resources. So they're all on our website, generations808.com. So when you're dealing with families, when I talk to families, I say, how many children do you have? Okay, two. Where do they live? Here on the mainland? Do they live close to you? Are they males or females? Because it makes a difference. Females, because they bear children, they know more about caregiving, they know how to take care of people. Men, sorry guys, not so much, including myself. So it's important to have that conversation, break it all down to what you're working with. We got to find out who can do what. And my workshop, Aging in Place Workshop, I tell people, fair does not mean equal. In other words, because I spend 4 hours a day, you cannot expect a brother or sister to spend 4 hours a day with your mom or dad. Yeah? A lot of times you got a tag team. A lot of times you got to piecemeal it out. One person deals with the financial, legal. One person deals with the caregiving. One person deals with the medications or going to the doctor. So that's really important to deal with. One person has to take care of the house. And it's hard to put it all together. And there are some applications out there that you check it out. The one I like was Caring Village. But there's a few other apps out there that is a private privacy website where you have to log in. And there's some apps in there that can have to put your database of documents and notes and also a calendar. So if you want to coordinate caregiving or who's going to take meals, you go to this calendar and you can fill it in. So everybody goes to the calendar once a day to check out what's going on, what my duties are. You know, obviously it's good to have somebody to lead everything, but it's also good to have all this information somewhere where we all can access that. That way it avoids answering all questions two or three times. You know, very, very important to do. Keep coordinated. Keep the communication relevant and light. I will tell my friend, do not get mad at decisions out there if you don't have a direct impact of that. And I think when you're planning long-term care, I think the priority has got to be the quality of care. Start with the quality of care. That's the priority. Everything else is secondary. However, what you think quality of care is versus what I think quality of care is, or your other brother, sister, your siblings, could be different. It may not be a priority for you to have somebody come in 3 or 4 or 5 hours a day. One other sibling may require that, may want that. So, and then what's quality of care? Are they always attentive? Is the caregiver a private pay or is it through a company? Understand the legalities of using a company who they screen them. They have to make sure they have a TB test. Hopefully they are trained on CPR. If they have any classes that they take on Alzheimer's dementia clients, and versus a private pay where you are paying them directly out of your own pocket. It's not necessarily a bad thing. I've seen many, many friends and families use private pay individual caregivers that may not specifically been trained, but they do get training down the road by themselves, but they have experience. It's really, really important to understand when you pay them directly, you are now the employer. And what I mean by that, if they fall down, get hurt, get sick, you now have a liability to a certain extent of health insurance or maybe unemployment insurance, unemployment, or disability. So just remember that. I don't want to scare you away, but it's something that you have to have in the back of your mind. Make sure you have a contract of some form. You can probably Google that or just interview a company and see what they have. But it's really important to understand when you have a private pay individual, they're not paying tax on it. It's cheaper for you, but you may not be getting the best quality. But there are a number of caregivers out there that are just work like this and are wonderful. So you need to check references. If you can do a background check or a credit report on them, but something that I would recommend you make sure you know who's taking care of your loved one. That's really, really critical. There is a shortage of caregivers out there. If your family members are on the mainland, your siblings are on the mainland, and you're here by yourself, that could be a problem. Also, talk to spouses, in-laws, outlaws, because when it comes to time to take care of mom, your spouse may not want you taking 3 or 4 or 5 hours a day or on a weekend. Then they may not be happy with you doing more than your siblings. That comes into play all the time. Let me tell you, it's really important to understand how the dynamics of communication. Annette Pang, by the way, in our magazine from Caring Manoa, she has 2 care homes with her son, Todd Pang, and she does a wonderful workshop. She is a life coach that can help you out with the communication. She can meet with your family. So check her out, Annette Pang, in our magazine. She's wonderful. I've seen her presentations 2 or 3 times. And she will be at the Aging in Place workshop. Her son will be speaking, Todd Pang, on how to fit care and different locations. Basically, he'll be providing a website that you can go on to find out different care facilities in your area and with all the contact information. So, and really the key thing, as I was telling my other friend yesterday, how do you match up choosing a rehab place or choosing a care facility or a care home or a foster care home or a retirement facility with different levels of care? So that's something that when it comes to long-term care planning, you need to work with a professional that understands this. I offer people to go on tours with them. I also recommend you try the food if you can at all possible. And work with somebody that has experience in these facilities. It's really important to understand down the road that at some point down the road, can my mom or dad stay here for the duration of their lifetime? If they get Alzheimer's, dementia, if they become bedbound, all these things come into play when you're planning long-term care. Like I said, you can have your own kids. Some long-term care insurance policies do have ability to pay out of the policy for a caregiver that's related to you. It's possible. So check out your policy. That's really important. I'm not an insurance agent, attorney, realtor, financial advisor. I'm only a mortgage guy. So I know the basis of how to look at a policy, but you need to talk to a professional. If not, talk to the long-term care insurance company. If you're looking at long-term care insurance, Michael Yee in a magazine with Ameriprise Financial is probably the foremost expert on long-term care insurance in Hawaii. I would give him a call and check him out, Mr. Michael Yee with Ameriprise Financial. There's a lot of things with regard to long-term care insurance that the basics need to be understood if your parents have a policy. Or if you're looking at long-term care insurance yourself, that's one of the other ways to finance long-term care. So when it comes to caregivers, it's really important to understand what that entails. You know, I was talking to my father the other day that he is now a caregiver. Do you know you're a caregiver? And what does that mean? Yeah, I take mom or dad, to the doctor, or I help her get in and out of the car, help with medication. I help with toileting, bathing, dressing. I said, you're a caregiver. That's what you are. You're a caregiver. And a lot of times, people don't put their mindset into play and realize they are. But they are. Maybe even part-time, not full-time. But it's very pressing on the lifestyle. It embodies the whole lifestyle, especially if it's your spouse. It's a 24/7 job. Anything can happen at any time. as you guys know. So it's something that you want to prepare yourself for. Sometimes people call me a pessimist because I think of negative things all the time. Yeah, I kind of do. I'm in lending. I don't want to be foreclosed on somebody. So our guidelines are written and make us understand. We look at what could happen when we underwrite a file, and what has happened to my borrower? Same thing with your loved one. Could they fall down at some point? Yes. Could they not make a mortgage payment? Yes. What would cause them not make a mortgage payment? That's why we have guidelines. And so same thing with long-term care planning. Your mom or dad's going to fall down, you know, at some point down the road, and understanding the logistics of a house, different floor levels, are there handrails in a bathroom or a seat in a bathroom? I was talking to my friend yesterday about that. You know, they were planning on living in the house for a few years. It did have multiple levels, and they thought they'd be good for about 3 to 5 years. Well, guess what? After 2 years, they got to move out. Dad cannot handle that level change. Can't handle walking up the stairs from the garage. And so that blew up that plan. If I was counseling them, I would say no. Not at their age. And I don't care if they're healthy now. At some point down the road, if they're a super athlete, walking upstairs, a flight of stairs, is going to be a problem. Is going to be a problem and will be a problem. So those kind of things with regard to long-term care planning is a huge issue. I can't express it enough. But yeah, when it comes to long-term care with the family, have a good talk with all the siblings involved. I tend to leave out spouses or in-laws or outlaws because sometimes your input without knowing everything, what's going on, may cause issues with other siblings. A lot of times, you know, I'll go into meetings and say, oh, no, we're all good. We all get along. Well, once I start breaking down the issues and not them not seeing the potential issues down the road, which I try to bring out as much as possible early on, it becomes an issue down the road. I bring up situations where this is going to happen. Oh, no, no, dad can drive. Give him another 10 years. 10 years, he's 85. He's not going to be driving at 95. It's possible, but it's pretty scary now you think about that. I try to bring up things that's going to happen down the road. I tell people at some point, just imagine you won't be able to drive. What does that look like? Oh, that can't happen. I need to drive. Well, I understand that, but what you want and what you get are two different things, guys. I hate to be very blunt about it, but that's the reality of aging. That's why I called our workshops The Reality of Aging, because it always happens. Something happens in life that we didn't plan for, and now we have to plan for that. Not being able to drive, or having a heart attack, or getting Parkinson's, or early signs of Alzheimer's, dementia in a spouse. I have a friend of mine that his spouse got it in her late 50s. I have another friend that got it in her mid-50s. I heard a story of, like I said, a doctor, he got it at, I think, 47, 48. Parkinson's. I have another personal friend of mine that got Parkinson's at 36, I believe he was, when he got Parkinson's. So not to wish bad health on you, but, you know, that's something that you got to be able to understand and plan for the worst case scenario, expect the best. Do not expect the best and not plan for the worst case scenario, because it always happens. Something pops up and they'll give me a call and we should have listened to you, but this is what's happening now. We got to deal with it now. So I said, okay, that's not a problem. But you just realize that's why we do these kind of things. That's why we do the planning workshops. It's really, really important, guys. You got to think and understand, as you have talked to friends and family, these things happen. And it's just a matter of time. So think way in advance. Not have to really make any decisions right away, but just start, I call planting the seeds. Start talking about it, you know. And at some point down the road, excuse me, hopefully you can make a good decision on this. And a good decision is really the best decision at that time. Things will change. I get it. We didn't plan for that. But you do need to plan down the road, plant seeds, think about, when this happens, this is what we're going to do. So in other words, let's say you're healthy, I'm healthy, my spouse is not, or she is, and this is just an example, guys. And for some reason, she gets a car accident, falls down. Now she has to go to rehab, and maybe has a bad back now, or gets a stroke. What's the plan then? You'd be surprised how often this has happened. So planning for this kind of situation, understanding that life's going to get harder as you get older. I talk to regularly families over 80, 85 years old, regularly dealing with the kids. And I tell them point blank, it's going to get harder, Tutu. Life's going to get harder. And, you know, if you want to continue to go to Vegas or continue to go watch your grandkids' games, this is what you need to do. Finding ways to stay healthy, eating healthier, exercising regularly, getting social contact, going outside the house, going for walks or a swim. Recommend swimming the most. If not, make sure you have rehab. If there's any health issues, go to a doctor immediately. It's really important to start thinking this way. Because once you got all these issues addressed, life is great. You got the plan in place, you're good to go. Live your life. And by the way, guys, if you like to travel, continue to travel now. Continue to take your spouse wherever they want to go. I know you don't want to go to New York, but your wife does. Go to New York. He wants to go to Europe. Go to Europe. I was talking to a client of mine a couple of weeks ago. I said, you guys are Catholic, right? He goes, yeah. Why do you ask, Percy? I said, well, I've been to Rome, and I was in awe of seeing the Vatican. I was in awe to see the Sistine Chapel, even though I'm colorblind. A lot of colors out there. I can see just what the colors you see. I just can't identify the colors, guys. But anyway, I said, you know, you should really, have you thought about going to the Vatican? Oh, yeah, that's a dream. Well, start planning for that. Start planning for that and make memories and take your family if you can. It's really important, guys. I mean, yeah, we want to save our home and save our money for the kids and the inheritance. That's all great, and I get it. However, when I talked to workshop, like at the last workshop I had, I think 6 out of 10 say they're living pretty good and they're enjoying their retirement years. And I think the major reason why, they came to the workshop. But they regularly go to listen to different people talk and gather information up. They're active. They're part of they're active in their planning process. And so I recommend everybody, because normally when I speak at different engagements, groups, I will tell you 8 out of 10 are not happy or don't have a nice, happy retirement life. So if that's what you want, plan for that. And I'll tell you what I tell financial advisors, insurance agents, CPAs, realtors, when they're looking at them spending money here and there to improve the quality of life, I tell people, can you put a dollar value on quality of life? I don't think so. Can you put a dollar value of visiting and spending time with your family, making memories, traveling, you know, all over the U.S. or the world, spending time together? That's what needs to be done, in my personal opinion. Because so many families struggle or stay at home, don't travel, you know, don't fix the house up, you know. They love it that way. It's simple. I say, yeah, that's great, but that's fine. But if you could spend more time with family, if you could travel more, if you could fix the house up, if you start really seriously planning for long-term care, would that be better for you? Of course. But a lot of people don't know the plan, how to get from one step to one step. That's what my job is as a certified senior advisor, reverse mortgage guy, and a CLTC, where I'm certified in long-term care planning. So if you want that, you can always give me a call on my mortgage number, 808-234-3117. I do this regularly. I do not charge to do presentations or go on radio shows. Thanks to Savi Makalena, I was on our radio podcast last week. But there's a lot of resources out there, guys. I think, you know, we got to close up pretty soon, but I think we have to do a long-term care planning part 2, because I only covered, I think, basically 1.5 of the 5 modules that we normally cover. We'll have to redo this one. I'm going to do a part two on long-term care planning. But again, talk to your spouse, talk to your kids. What's the plan? What can we do? And I tell people, here's a way to do it. Because a lot of times they don't know how to talk to their family. I tell them, listen, next time, you know, holidays coming up, you get together for lunch or dinner or whatever. Talk to kids. You know, I went to this workshop, and the guy was talking about aging and long-term care, and mom and dad gets older. We need to start thinking about that. You need to be part of that plan. So he asked me a question I could not answer. And I'll tell you right now, guys. Look at your children in the face, in the eyes, and say, when mom or dad needs care, are you going to be able to help out? Seriously. And can you be part of the plan? Because they may say, I help out, but they may not know what the plan is. So that's where I come involved. And a lot of other professionals in the field I can recommend you to do the long-term care planning. So it's really important. It's so important. I mentioned it so many times that there are, Rosalind Carter mentioned this in the 80s, I believe it was. Rosalind Carter mentioned there are only four kinds of people in the world. Those who have been caregivers, those who are currently caregivers, those who will be caregivers, and those who will need a caregiver. Those four people are the types of people in this world today. I've been preaching this for many, many years, guys, as you know. So anyway, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you passing all this information and the link to our website, generation808.com, to your family and friends. Check out the magazine. The best places, the two biggest places today are Times Pharmacy, Times Supermarket Pharmacy, and also Zippy's. Zippy's has come back on board. That's the easiest place to find it. If not, go to our magazine. I believe it's on the third or fourth page, a list of all the different locations we have. We have a few racks on the streets, but please take a heed in terms of long-term care planning. So this is long-term care planning part one. We'll be doing part two very shortly, next couple weeks or so. Okay? So everybody have a great weekend. As always, aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.